In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. All right, welcome to our next episode, and I'm so excited that we have a very special guest joining us, and her name is Lauren Martin. Now, Lauren have been a freelance designer for over 12 years and have an interesting background in fashion, marketing, and design. Now, in 2021, Lauren made a bold decision to transition into a full-time web design, social media marketing, and branding design company, which led to the launch of her own business, Lauren Design Studio. Now, throughout her career, she was able to hone her creative skills, but also build a lasting professional relationship with her ongoing client. All right, so of course, with no further ado, please join me in welcoming our today's guest, because I'm so excited to have this conversation, the talented and dynamic Lauren from Lauren Design Studio. Lauren, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Joanna, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. You know what? I've, of course, already said a little bit of introduction about you, but tell us a little bit more about who Lauren is and how Lauren Design Studio came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the owner and creative director of my business, Lauren Design Studio. I launched my now full-time company 3 years ago. I've been doing freelance design for the past 10 years, on and off part-time. And during the pandemic, I had decided I need to make my next move. I need to decide. What I was doing before was actually in fashion. So my background's actually in fashion and marketing. I went to school in Toronto. I'm from Canada. And so when I was doing, like, getting into the fashion industry and deciding what sort of area I wanted to get into, whether it was like fashion styling, I also got the idea of being an art director. But they were saying at the time, oh, you need 20, 30 years experience to be an art director. And I was like, okay, I only have a year in college. I don't know how I'm going to get this 20, 30 years experience. So that kind of made me a bit nervous at the time when I was deciding what I wanted to do. I was looking at public relations. I was looking at, oh my goodness, so many different areas, and magazine as well. So editorial for magazine. So I knew that art directors, they could establish themselves in a magazine, whether they started as a content creator, maybe they're writing editorials or work their way up in that industry. I really liked the idea of displaying spreads and putting together content and putting together these like beautiful displays. I actually have a background in visual merchandising. So when I was working also in retail and interning and doing all these things while trying to figure it all out, because when you're in college, you're just, okay, what do I need? You need experience. But then how are you supposed to pay your bills, and how are you supposed to pay for your tuition? So there was just so many things I was balancing at the time. It was like exciting and nerve-wracking. And there was actually a course I was taking. It was in Illustrator. So I was getting into that, as well as getting into like other parts of the program that included web design. And I was really passionate about it. Like, I was really interested in learning about all the tools and features and everything in Illustrator. So that kind of sparked a little bit of an idea in the back of my head. Actually, further back when I was in high school, I loved mixed media arts, and my background's in art. Anyways, I decided to explore that further. And so that always stayed with me. But after college, I ended up getting a position as an intern at a magazine. So it was a fashion magazine. And I started with almost a I don't even know. I was doing like PR, I was doing styling, I was helping with the editorials and everything for the spreads. So that was cool, just like getting into that area of things. So I did interning for about a year. And I also worked a little bit, like I continued the internship a little further with them. And that was great experience. Like that, I feel was the best decision, even though at the time, I don't know if they're paying for internships anymore, like now, like moving forward. But at the time I was not paid as an intern, which kind of was, but you know what? I look back and I'm like, okay, I wasn't paid for it, but I developed that foundation, those skills, that hands-on experience. I was working with a lot of incredible, talented individuals, creatives. So that kind of sparked my excitement, joy, as a really great foundation out of college, like just starting off and like doing something that was really creative in that field. So that sort of is what directed me into deciding to start a full-time web. So I specialize in web design, social media marketing, and branding now. But at the time when I first started, it was a little bit more focused on like logo designs and like a more like graphic design. I didn't really branch into that web design world quite yet, but I had a bit of a foundation. And then I decided starting the Stylist Nomad blog at the time. So it was like fashion and travel, and I was writing. And yeah, so I did a lot of blogging and writing at the time when I first got out of college and then did this internship and everything. So again, I think having that foundation and that support, whether it's like through mentorship, whether it's like an internship that I did, I felt like that was the highlight experience that I had at least built, like to start that foundation. Yeah. So that's like that early stage. And then I did retail for some time, and you got to do what you got to do.
That is so true. Just the different path that we take, we just, it really leads to where you are now. And I actually love, I was like agreeing with you with internship, because that was a internship was not paid. And I think the good thing about it is that those mentors within the company are not hesitant to actually teach you more, because they know they're not billed by the hour to, if they're going to teach you like something else or something of that sort. I think that's something that came in my mind. But I love that one, that since the earlier days that you have, you already have that creative flair, and then having fashion, marketing, and design led to where you are now and what you're creating, and just really figuring things out. And because I know there's a lot of self-taught designers that who will be like, okay, this is a creative path, but I'm still not sure, but I know I have this one, and kind of just let's try and diving in. But you were also still practical that, hey, I need to work, learn, and all of these things, and just balance as well. And one of the key topics that we are also discussing is really finding clarity, because you have a lot of experiences from different magazine fashion to design, but there's still that creative, right? That's still that creative. When was the time that you really, I know you mentioned like it led to the design world, right? Where you did logo and graphics and everything, but when did you really truly fully say, okay, I'm going to go full in, this is where I want to go, I'm going to build this one and really figure things out as a self-taught designer, particularly in running a business, a website, and design, and all the services that you offer?
Oh my goodness. So basically when I decided I need to go all in, and it was actually really scary, just like making that big leap, because it is a bit of a financial investment. If you're deciding to start this business, like you have an idea, like, oh, I really want to create maybe a line of clothing, or I want to do this like one thing. It's, you have the idea, but then actually going and implementing it and creating it, it's like a whole different process. What I would recommend is just have a bit of a plan. So I had this like foundation, which I'm like so thankful for. And this has really helped me, like whether it's you need to increase skills in a different specific area. So if you want to improve your design, like creation skills, go and take an Illustrator course, or take a Photoshop course, or take like the, again, these are just like tools and ideas that you could consider. Like you don't have to necessarily do a whole program, but you could take a few courses just to improve those skills, or maybe it's an area you haven't even considered doing. That has been like the best investment, is always just like anything that any area that you want to get better at. So I was actually really fortunate during the pandemic. I ended up having a mentor. So he was a web designer. And it was actually my father's has been a huge influence in my life. He is an entrepreneur. He started up lots of different businesses. I actually helped him launch his business during the pandemic. So we were back and forth with the plan and direction, but he had pulled in at the time a very experienced web designer, someone a bit more senior level, to help him with his website. And my dad thought, you know what, like, I have some web design experience. Like, I built my own website and I did lots of different things in school with web design, but I was never really, I wasn't like going out and getting clients and like building websites. Like, to be quite frank, it was a little skill that I had and I just didn't really do it like seriously. It was more like a hobby. Like, some things like you just are like, oh, I really like doing photo editing, or like you like doing those little things because maybe you just enjoy it and that's it. Maybe you're not, you don't really take it further. But at the time it was like, hey, like, why don't you work with this web designer? Like, he could be your mentor. And my dad, he's so great. He was like, I'll pay him. Like, he was really invested in this. He's like, I think this is a great idea. Like, you should do this. And I was like, okay. And he was charging, like, the web designer, like, thousands of dollars. Like, my dad was paying out to, so I was thinking like, ooh, like that could be, instead of just doing logo designs, because I was doing graphics for the last 10 years. I was thinking like, maybe I should bring on this type of service. And I'm going to be honest, like when I first like seriously started getting into it, so like understanding WordPress and like the back end and like the technical tools and all that, it was not fun. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a night. It was a bit of a nightmare. So I was just like, this is not fun. But I know if I learn how to do this, somehow I like pushed through. Sometimes those hard moments, it might not be you're so passionate about, you're like, oh, this is like the best thing ever. But I knew if I could develop this skill, and this would really benefit and help me in the long run to help. I need an anchor. I need something that can really support the business in some way, because yes, like logo designs, everything, but it was just like here and there. And a lot of the designs I was doing, like they were one-offs. Like people were like, oh, okay, so you made that logo. And then I don't really understand what they were going to do with it or like what the plan was, but it just stopped there. And I did some packaging and stuff like that for clients. And that was all really exciting when I first started diving in. But again, to backtrack, like when I had this mentor help me with web design, it really set the tone. It set the direction. It was someone who was actually doing that business right now. He has a very successful business, and he was also doing marketing. So he had web design and marketing. So I was like, okay, I have a background in marketing, like how serious I should really take it. Like that was the other thing as well. I was thinking like, hey, do I want to start doing marketing for clients? Like I had the foundation, but it was like, hey, now I need to take this a little further. And so anyways, I had the mentor during the pandemic, great support. He was amazing. He mentored me for about like maybe a year and a half or so. And we would meet in person. We met at coffee shops, and he was like the coolest guy, very supportive, very nice. And, but like very business oriented, like he's like serious about this. So I had a really good mentor for that. So that really helped set the tone. And then I just decided to dive in and learn more about it on my own. So after I had that support, then it's, hey, I decided to take it a little further. So that was all really great. But anyway, sorry, to answer like specifically your question, like when did I like decide that this is it, this is what I need to do, was basically when I had seen the progress with my dad's business and supporting him and helping him, getting into a little bit of advertising, getting into that sort of marketing side of things I was helping with, that web design was going to be a little bit more of a creative venture, like putting layouts together, putting together the colors, the feel, like this is just what I get so excited about. I love it. Like I love just planning and organizing and putting these like beautiful designs, but I wanted to have also that understanding of functionality. Like you can have a beautiful website, but if it does absolutely nothing, then you're not going to generate traffic. That's like a whole other SEO like topic. But yeah, so yeah, basically it was like during the pandemic. And then when I decided like, how am I going to get clients? What am I going to do? That was like the scariest part. I'm just like, so now I have the web design like skill. This is great. So I can actually use this more in my business. It was like, I'm still deciding on a name. I'm still trying to figure out like all those sort of like logistics of becoming a business owner and not really knowing, okay, what do I need to do? Do I need to apply for a business license? So I need to apply for this and that. And I need a domain. There's just so many different parts of when you're first starting up a business. So I think the scary part was like that initial investment. So I ended up, because it's okay, where do you get clients? Like, how do you get clients? Because I have all these skills, but then it's, you need the people like to be able to work with. I actually ended up like doing, I did some advertising. So starting to advertise my services a little bit more, as well as I ended up working with an agency. And they basically just send you leads, but I literally had to invest in like putting out money to get them. So that was kind of scary because I'm like, hey, I'm just like working retail, not really like seriously, like it's scary. It's a scary thought. So I ended up putting out like $300-$400 like down, like just to start. And that was just to pay for, maybe I might get leads. I don't really know what's going to come out of it. So that was scary. But I realized if I got one, maybe two leads, like out of the, let's say $400 or $500 that I put down, I thought, okay, I can just make my money back and then some more, at least if it's like the first or the second person that I get. And then if some of it doesn't work out, so that I was like betting, hopefully this will work, but I don't know. So that was a little bit scary when I first started. After that, ended up taking off further. And okay, then I was like, hey, this is a serious thing. So like in my first year, I think I had about 50 clients in my first year. And that wasn't even like a full year. I actually ended up, so it was January of 2021. And I ended up like getting a few like clients here and there, but then it just kicked off. So it was, I would say it was even like half of that year is when things started actually getting really serious. And I was like, okay, there's a lot of logos that need to be done. I was getting a lot of requests for logo design. So that was, it was more like quantity that I was taking on. And it was like overwhelming. Like I was like, and then, or sometimes there'd be like a lull period because how much everyone charges differently for a logo design, but it's just like here and there. I swear, I think my first logo I charged, you're going to laugh, I think it was $50.
Hey, so we all start from there. My very first template in Canva, because I was just like doing, because understanding of personal brand and kind of building something on Canva, it was 25 templates, customized template with their brand and everything was like also $50. So we all start from there, right? And then we learn how to charge and everything. And I actually love how you've shared this story. Thank you for that. Because key things is that number one is you were able to really find a good mentor. And that is very important to really be self-aware that you cannot do it on your own, especially when you're starting off. And I think the online space is such a blessing because that's where we found each other. We have a community of website designers and graphic designers are there asking questions. And now we are building this self-taught designer community because we want to be there. And I really love how your dad is so supportive. Way to go, dad. If you're listening to this, shout out to you. That's awesome. And I love also how you've invested on actually paid marketing. It's a different type of marketing, right? Because it's lead generation marketing. If I'm correct, that's how it is. And a lot of people just, because there are different, I always had this one, like the cost of acquisition of clients goes in different forms, networking, online, paid ads. And that's why I always believe in both online and also offline marketing to make sure. And if I have to pay for it, if I have the means and it makes sense, I'm going to do it. So that's a very good focal point to really bring in as well. And I just love that one. I love that one. Now, you did mention about learning about tools, empowering yourself as well. And then I'll circle back around and starting a business because that is a different ballgame. That's like a different ballgame, especially for those who are starting to build their website design. But tell me a little bit about, do you buy courses? Did you go? Because I know you already have that one, right? particularly the graphic design. But then you did mention the website was where your mentor come in. But how are you now building more of this knowledge, leveling up? Tell me a little bit about how you do it or what are the things that you are doing for your personal development.
Yes, I'll touch on marketing in particular. So I ended up taking an analytics course very early on, actually when I had my mentor. So I was doing that on the side because my dad was like, hey, I want to understand like how to do analytics. Like he had someone who he's paying for, but he'd rather just, hey, I can pay you to do it. Like just you, like you learn, you figure out like all the tools and things. So if you're looking at all these analytics, let's say the back end on a website to understand like how the traffic is flowing in, like what's happening in terms of click and basically who's clicking on what and what. So that's basically what analytics is, like to short form it is like what people are doing when they land on your website. So I was able to take this course. It was just online, as again, during the pandemic, so many things happened then. So it's like, so I was taking this course online and yeah, I think it really helped at least understand what people are doing when on your website and like how we can improve it and increase like more visibility on certain pages or yeah. So I felt like that was a really good tool like to learn. So I understood it a lot better. And also like when you look at an analytics report, you're just like, there's like a ton of numbers. There's a lot going on there. So I felt like that was just like a starting point. I wanted to learn how that all worked in the back end. So then I was actually like, fast forward, I was actually charging that service for a lot of my clients. So I was like, hey, I can build you this beautiful website and have it functional and everything, like everything that a website needs, I can create. But also I can do some analytics reports so we know what's happening because I want to know what's happening. I don't know if you want to know, but I want to know. So like the clients, usually my clients will be like understanding of that. They're like, yes, if you can provide that type of reporting or like information, that's definitely beneficial to the client and to also me. I want to know what's happening. It's exciting. And it's especially if it's doing really well and there's a lot of success happening, like I get genuinely excited for my clients. Like I want them to be successful. So it's just, there's so many different parts of it, but anyways, analytics was one of the first courses I ended up taking online. And then I did a coding program. So that one's a little bit intense because I had a little bit of knowledge of coding and it was like here and there. And when you go inspect a page, and whoa, there's like all these numbers. It's very overwhelming. So it's like, how can you read that? Like you're looking and you're just so actually, I felt like taking that coding course helped me understand, first of all, a lot of the jargon, because there's like lots of different things for coding and words and what brackets and like things like that are basically. So that was really helpful. And like, I learned how to optimize websites and do like fully coded websites. So that's like a whole other ball game when it comes to WordPress and coding. And I wanted to understand code better because I had heard from another web designer that I connected with. And she was saying she's building like these different templates and she's putting together all these beautiful products and everything. That's actually how I ended up connecting with her is I ended up purchasing one of her like template sections because I had this one website project. It was so overwhelming. I was like, okay, it's not looking and feeling exactly how I wanted. So I needed to get something. And sometimes you have to outsource things. If you can't do it and it is taking up so much of your time, like I'd rather just invest or pay, however you want to call it. In this specifically, this designer's template, I ended up getting like a little section for the page. And we ended up connecting and now we're friends. So you just like never know who you might connect with. I actually tried uploading it, wouldn't work. So then I reached out to her. I was like, hey, like this isn't working. What's happening? And she was like, great. She ended up reaching out to me and helping. But that's the other thing is like community and like building like your network that's a whole other ballgame. When you're starting to put yourself out there, you're starting to create these like services that you're having to offer. It's okay. Now I need to build like a network, because when I first started out, I didn't know anyone in the web design community. I didn't know anyone in graphic design, like absolutely no one, like no one within my network, at least. So it was, that was really interesting, just like putting myself out there more online on social media, making connections with people and like other artists that are like making beautiful things. And yes, you would get some sort of like inspiration and guidance, because it's, I'm like a super visual creative person. I don't know about you, but I just like things a certain way. I'm very particular. I'm very like with the details and all this stuff. And actually a lot of details I see, sometimes my clients don't see. So I point out stuff. I'm not afraid to say something or mention something, because I want my client to be very confident in the work and the design, like kind of process. Yeah. So basically it's just, that's to kind of sum it up.
Yeah. Sort of. And I love it, because when you have really a more clear, like what you want in order for you to serve your clients, you're really going to find ways to provide you that clarity, right? It's just, for example, analytics, because you want to help understand what's going on with a website, coding, because you want to understand how things work more behind the scene. And lastly, working with other designers that not work hard, but work smart. Those templates, of course, you still fully customize it. You want to make sure that it is really where within your clients. And I love that journey that you have done, because it just really helps out a lot of your the process and everything as well. And going back to talking into the business part that you've mentioned, which goes first, which goes like everything. It's so funny, because I also started just like a solo entrepreneur, right? Before I went LLC and really registered, pay taxes. Yes, taxes is real, people. Yes. Especially here. It's so funny, because in Kentucky, they just issued, pass a law that my industry, our industry, graphic and website, are now taxable. All I have to do is that there's nothing I can do with it. So all you have to do, right, to go through that process. And did it take you a little bit of time kind of understanding how to go about really with the business types of, for example, the legal stuff or like signing up or taxes and everything? Tell me a little bit about that journey of yours.
Oh my goodness. So like in my first year, so I didn't really know. And it, again, so this is in Ontario, so it's very different in other places. So I would definitely look into, disclaimer, look into any sort of tax things, like tax related things for business, like directly on the government website. Like I'm sure lots of resources and everything are on there, but like particular for me and like figuring out like the tax things, like, oh, should I be charging tax for my clients? Because in Ontario, it's like the HST is 13%. And there's HST, I know, it's like HST and GST, sorry, is a total of 13%. So it's okay, now do I start charging that? Because oh my goodness. And again, like people say different things, but again, go to the resource, like the direct, like through the government site, like check things, look into things, do your research. But basically, like when I first was like figuring out, I wasn't really like, I heard, oh, you have to, there's an X amount that you need to be making like per year. And then you should start charging tax like after you reach that threshold. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make 20, 30K in like my first year. I got to be realistic. I don't know. Like you're just starting out. Yes, you can have those big numbers in your mind. Focus on them, whether you like try and manifest or like whatever you need to do. Like I get it. Have a goal in mind for what you want to be making, like whether it's yearly or, but like in my first year, it was, I decided to start charging tax like halfway through the year. So it wasn't like right away. So I was like, I'm not really making a lot of money. Like it's like here and there. And so I did it like halfway, but then it ended up like messing up like my whole tax year. Cause it was like half of a year. So I wasn't like fully paid. Like I wasn't starting from, let's say, January to our tax. So yeah, that was tricky to figure out like what I wanted to do for that. But I would say, yeah, just start charging tax like as soon as you start your business, because you like you just never know, like after the whole year, maybe you might be making 20, 30, 40 plus up. And if anything, I don't know, again, it depends on the location, because like in Ontario, like the government will let you keep like a certain amount of the tax as well. So you just have to do your research and decide what you need and what's important to you as a business owner. But that was my sort of experience. And then Oh my goodness, like the business account thing. So I'm almost in my 30, like finishing up my third year and getting into my fourth year for 2024. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's already almost 2024. That's crazy. But I ended up this year, like registering my business and registering like everything, like now. What I would recommend is if you are serious, like you do the name of what you want to call your business, you have your domain, you have all the like necessary things that you need. If you're really sure about it, just register everything, get that all set up, because then it's set in stone. And I think like you can, at least again, in Ontario, like I think it's every 5 years and you have to registered again. And so you have 5 years. So maybe you might change your name in 5 years or whatever. But yeah, I feel like looking back, I think I should have just started from the beginning, just registering everything, getting it all set up, like having my business account, separating everything. Oh my goodness. So like I screwed myself actually, because I wasn't saving up enough money, like taking out the tax and putting it into a specific account or a certain area, so that by the time tax season came, I pretty much just shot myself in the foot. Like I didn't have enough money to like, so then I was basically trying to make money and pay the government back. And oh my goodness, it's just.
Yes, it's a different ballgame running a business. And again, for those who are listening to us, this is not no legal advice, no financial advice here. This is our just story on how we were learning when we were building it. Because what you've said, right? I was running my brand 2016, 2017, under that different times, but it's only in 2020 that was really registered as an LLC. So that's really it. And what you've said, figuring things like banking, taxes, all of this paperwork, bookkeeping, accountant, lawyers, contract. Oh my gosh, the amount of things that you have. So yes, it is really, it's a lot. It's a lot. And being a self-taught, that you're both self-taught as an entrepreneur, right? I think no one else, unless you went to business schools or MBA or some sort, right? Even those, there are still some, okay, this is a different world. Theory in the real world at times can differ. So there's really a lot of things that can go on in running a business. But at the end of the day, it's really like figuring things out, really being open to grow and scale in order for you to serve your clients and have a livable business that can support you. But it's still crazy, even though, oh my gosh, where is the next client? Where is this one? It's just really taxing as well. But so with this one, you had your journey from different, you had that clarity that you want to go full in 2021, 2020 during that time. And then now you're building and supporting from logo, graphic, website, marketing, and really offering that wide array. How, I know you've given already some amazing thoughts and advice, but what are the other things that you can share to our self-taught designers who are trying to figure things out that, hey, this is something that I want to do? And also take a little bit, maybe niching in some areas that they want to focus on. Of course, when they're starting, they might be like open to everything, but in that journey of like, what are the things that you can give our self-taught designers within that topic as well?
Absolutely. No, great question. I would say it's really important early on, like whether it's in college or whether you go out and you get a job like off the bat, to explore like as much as you can, like different areas, like try to narrow it down. That's what I've been learning probably my whole life. It's just, I'm like such a creative person. Like I love different things. I love photography. I love helping with like events and like coordinating and things like that. So it's like another thing. I love being part of like community and building. And I actually am a part of a few different networking communities of women, like in particular, that are like female entrepreneurs, and they're doing like incredible businesses. And I'm so happy just to be a part of that circle. So I would say start like networking with a different, whether it's like people in business. Yes, there's competition. Oh my goodness, let's stop competing with each other. Let's start building and working and creating like something really beautiful with each other. Because yes, you might get some mentor support, some guidance. I want to better myself even as an individual, but as a business owner, and things aren't always perfect in all aspects of business. But I would say, to go back to your question, do you mind just repeating that last part? What were you saying? Yes.
Yeah. Just identifying like if they want to start building their own design business and also figuring out niching down? What are the things that, because you did mention like niche area or some sort in terms of design. Yep.
Yes. So again, so you love all these different things. There's all these great things maybe you're good at, but I think like niching down to a particular audience. So for example, I'm a graphic designer and maybe my niche is like product packaging, maybe it's specifically like branding, maybe you do illustrations for clients. When I first started out and I was doing a lot of graphic design work, it was like everything. It was a lot. And it gets a bit overwhelming. And it's okay, what is your area? What is it that you specialize in? And yeah, I can do those things, but then it gets you off track. So you need to decide, what is your priority? What's your focus? What do you really want to offer? Like the best, whether it's like, yeah, like basically what do you want to offer your clients, like, and provide value like for them? Like for me, I do graphic design work and I do different things like here and there. I've created like workbooks and I've created product packaging for clients. And I did do illustrations for some time as well. But like now I prefer to focus on branding because that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I love. I love being a part of that process, creating a brand for your business, like having a strategy in place and a plan. I have marketing as well in my background and a bit of consulting as well. So like for me, when I'm working with my clients and we're developing like a strategy and we're like talking together, it's very strategic planning. That's like that's why I decided to go into more a branding focus instead of, yes, I can do those other things like as well, which is great. But I feel like I provide a lot more value to my clients when I offer branding as a focus versus like illustration packages and things like that. Again, you just have to decide what your area of focus is, what you're really passionate about, what you really can offer, because your clients are going to tell, and you don't want to just do something just to make money. Like it's just, oh my goodness. It's just, you want to make sure you find something that, yes, okay, you can develop something like really great and valuable for your clients. So like custom branding packages is what I love doing. And then also for like web design, like if you are thinking of becoming a web designer, it's what specific platforms maybe you specialize in. Like I specifically specialize in WordPress. I can do Wix, I can do Shopify, I can do, what's the other one? Squarespace. I actually started with Squarespace. But anyways, it's like figuring out, hey, you don't have to do all of them though. Seriously, because I specialize in one specific platform, really, like what I do, it's like the like clients, like they do flock to that specific category because they're like, oh, you specialize in like WordPress, for example. It's a little bit more technical and there's a lot more tools and there's a lot more features and there's a lot more plugins and there's a lot more involved. That is what attracts. Like I get a lot of WordPress clients that attract that because that's what I also, I do specialize in that, but here and there, and again, I'm very open to like lots of other platforms and things like that. Some clients want more of a functional, like user-friendly experience. So would I recommend WordPress? No, because it can be a bit of a headache on the back end of things, but that's why I specialize in it because I know the ins and outs and I'm confident and I can create beautiful platforms with it, like websites and customize in a particular way that I am skilled in. So yeah, so basically just to sum it all up is to figure out like the right niche area that you want to specialize in. And if you are a graphic designer, what is the specific services that you really narrow it down, because I think that's really going to help differentiate you from someone else. I think that's really important is to figure out that.
That is so true. It's so helpful to really do that because it's easier to do marketing. It's easier to help out, more concentrate. Just like us at Savvy Chic, we specialize in e-learning and course programs. And we specialize in Kajabi. We can do elsewhere, right? All of those ClickFunnels and all of those things. But we want to be clear on who and the platform that we serve because it's easier. It's really easier because when you're starting off, sometimes you can really, you dabble a lot until such time you identify like, oh, I want to focus on this because I'm an expert in this. I love working in this more. If ever somebody asks, that's where the community comes in. Oh, I know Lauren does this. So I'll do, maybe send her the client. And then Lauren knows that I'm more of like this expertise and all of these things. And that's just, that's the amazing thing. And I just love how your journey is from fashion to marketing, design, magazine, and now building your own studio and really celebrating the fourth year coming next year. It's just so amazing how time flies so fast, right? Lauren, thank you so much, really, for giving us the story about how what you have created and all the amazing things that you have shared with us. Now, how can our fellow self-taught designer actually reach out to you? And if there are clients out there dropping by, so make sure to actually download this episode and also follow our podcast. We also have our Instagram so that you can connect with all of our guests. But how can they follow you, Lauren?
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Design Studio. And also my website is laurendesignstudio.ca. So you can take a look there. And I'm also doing an offer. So if you sign up for my email list on my website, so laurendesignstudio.ca, I will also send a freebie each month. So anyone who subscribes, I will send out a newsletter as well as a little freebie for when you first sign up.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So for sure, we are going to be sharing all of the links in the description down below. So make sure to take note of that. And I am just so happy that we have this conversation and I love it. I love that we are starting this kind of movement. I'm calling it the movement of the self-taught designers because this world that we went into, I always say, I don't know what I got myself into, but hey, I've created this website and we've created this branding. I guess we are going to be doing this one as a business. Lauren, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you. You have a wonderful day.
Joanna, have a wonderful day.
And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.